The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, just one more tiny little thing about what's going on in Seattle and Portland. Portland, Oregon has seen 53 straight days of riots. Not peaceful protests, riots. Last night, the police union building was attacked, breached, set on fire. Fortunately, the fire was put out very quickly. Several police officers have been injured. 53 straight nights of violence in Portland, Oregon. So, federal troops were finally sent in. President Trump said, hey, this is enough. If the Portland police will not do anything, we will step in to help. People are being hurt, millions of dollars worth of property damage, and the politicians, the officials in Portland have been absolutely useless. So, the government sends in some troops. Headline: Jerry Nadler alarmed by Trump administration's tactics against Portland, Oregon protesters. You would think that Washington, D.C. politicians would be concerned about the protesters and the damage and the looting and the injuries and the violence. No. The Democrats are concerned about the fact that Trump sent in some federal troops, and they are demanding that the federal troops leave. Now, I'm not President Trump, never will be, and I'm sure glad I'm not, and you're probably glad that I'm not president either. But I think I would say, okay, we'll just let you handle it yourself. You haven't done a really good job on it, but we'll allow you to try. Anyway, okay. Real quick, I don't know whether you've heard this, but in Fairfax County, Virginia, yesterday, a man burst into Grace Covenant Church in Chantilly, Virginia. Morning services were finished, and the pastor was conducting a new member's Bible study in one of the rooms in the church. A man drives up in an SUV, jumps out of the SUV, barges into the church with a knife, attacks the pastor, some other members of the church. The pastor was stabbed. His injuries are not life-threatening. Fortunately, a county police chief was attending the church event, and he took down the suspect. At least two other individuals in the church were injured by the assailant, in addition to the pastor. Chance Harrison, 32, of South Riding, Virginia, was arrested and charged with two counts of aggravated malicious wounding, one count of felony assault on a police officer. Again, fortunately, the county police chief was in the Bible study class, and he took down the assailant. Senior pastor Brett Fuller, who also serves as a chaplain, listen to the way this news report reports it. Before his sermon on Sunday, senior pastor Brett Fuller, who also serves as a chaplain to Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise, because they don't have a name, called it a horrific event, said he was grateful for the courage exhibited that prevented worse from happening. Two church members came to the pastor's aid and valiantly risked their own lives to defend him. In the process, one of our members was injured. I was in error. It was not on Sunday. It was on Saturday. He was holding a new member's Bible study on Saturday at the church. So, praise God, someone took down the assailant. Now, back just for a moment about the whole racial issue. I have said repeatedly, I will come down on the side of anybody who truly is working for unity, reconciliation, and I will condemn and distance myself from anyone who is trying to divide us. Well, Charles Barkley, I know who Charles Barkley is. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't know a whole lot about him personally. I would immediately recognize him. But last week I told you about what Nick Cannon had said, former host of America's Got Talent. He made unbelievably racist statements against white people, Jews. He said that white people were evil. They were worse than savages. They were lower than animals because they're white and so forth. In addition, former ESPN spokesperson Stephen Jackson said some horrible things to Sean Jackson, NFL football player, and rapper Ice Cube made recent anti-Semitic, anti-white statements. Well, Charles Barkley said this, "I'm so disappointed in these men, but I don't understand how you beat hatred with more hatred. That stuff should never come up in your vocabulary, and that stuff should never come up in your heart. I don't understand it. I'm never going to accept it. What in the world are y'all doing? Y'all want racial equality? Well, we all do. If you want respect, you got to give respect. Especially at a time when you're asking people to respect black people, that Black Lives Matter, this whole George Floyd thing, has opened up a great dialogue to some of the problems in the black community. I don't want to alienate anybody. And to take shots at the Jewish, the white race. I just don't like it because it's just not right. I ain't never going to say something bad about another ethnic group. Never, ever. That's not my heart. That's not my soul. That's not in my DNA. He went on. These famous, outspoken people share the same scapegoat logic as all oppressive groups, from the Nazis to the KKK. All our troubles are because of bad apple groups that worship wrong, have the wrong complexion, come from the wrong country or the wrong gender, or love the wrong gender. It's so disheartening to see people from groups that have been violently marginalized do the same thing to others without realizing that perpetuating this kind of bad logic is what perpetuates racism. By the way, that last statement was from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, not Charles Barkley. They are the same tactics as the Nazi groups and the KKK. Good for them. Speaking out, that kind of sentiment from leaders in the black community will do an enormous amount of good, 1,000 times more good than the people burning buildings, breaking out windows, throwing firebombs. That kind of leadership in the community will bring about positive results. Good for them. Good for them. All right, quick break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live, and I'm looking at full phone lines on a Monday afternoon. So, without any further ado, let's talk to Al in Westerville. Al, what is happening in our hometown of Westerville?
Well, we have partly cloudy skies, and hopefully the clouds will clear out tonight. So if you look in the northern sky, you can see that comet that's out there. And about 10 o'clock tonight, if you look to the north, you might see the International Space Station go zooming across the sky, kind of like a little shining dot. Reminds me when I watched the satellites when I was a kid, way, way back, the first one.
And thank you, Al from Westerville, Bob Burney Live's resident meteorologist. Can you see the comet tonight?
You can if you are. It's about 25 degrees above the horizon towards the north. And if you can't see it, you can go on NASA's website and you can see what a comet looks like. But hopefully the clouds will stay clear and you can go outside tonight and see something that you won't see very often.
All right.
And it's hopefully we'll see if the clouds hold up.
All right. Thanks for the heads up. What else is on your mind?
Well, the sad thing is you're talking about Portland. We have nationwide anarchy running in our country. Portland, Chicago, New York, here in Columbus. Portland is what I would consider ground zero. President Trump hasn't sent in federal troops yet. He has sent in the Customs Border Patrol, U.S. Marshals, along with the FBI. The one thing I do have on very good authority is there is also a battalion of Marines that have been sent from 29 Palms, California, the Marine base down there, up to Fort Lewis, Washington, to go and back up CBP and the U.S. Marshals if President Trump decides to declare the city of Portland and the rest of the state of Washington under martial law. This is why the politicians in that state, correction, Portland, Oregon, wrong state, here in Fort Lewis. But anyway, he's ready to declare martial law and send in federal troops. Now, this is an
really?
Has
no,
been
no,
done.
No, wait. You have that on pretty good authority because just this morning, the attorney general for Oregon and the mayor of Portland said, we don't want federal troops. We want them out of here.
Yes.
Okay.
I would. It is, Bob. I wouldn't be saying this.
Okay. All right.
If I didn't have a good source.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yes. This has been done in the past. President Eisenhower sent troops into Phoenix City. When he was president, he sent the 101st Airborne in to go and essentially arrest the entire police department, the city government, and put Phoenix City under martial law. Our mayor, Andrew Gither of Columbus, Ohio, here locally. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. Okay, I am listening intently.
My phone bed. Okay, he had his press conference for his police review board. I'm all for police review boards as long as they don't turn into kangaroo courts like they have in many other parts of the country. I think Andrew Gisner is a coward, and I hope he's listening and he'll recognize my voice because I've told him this, that he is a coward. He let downtown Columbus descend into chaos. Still, we have buildings in downtown Columbus that are boarded up. The Huntington Bank building, the Borden building, the whole area around Capitol Square has been boarded up. We're now getting reports from CPD and the Franklin County Sheriff's of incidents between the races, and it's not good, Bob.
No, it's not. And the number of Columbus police officers retiring early, is continuing to increase. And I have heard from inside the police department that things are just going to get worse because the morale within the Columbus Police Department is so incredibly low, because the mayor has continually thrown them under the bus and refused to support them. So I think for the folks in Columbus, it's probably going to get far worse before it gets better.
There is a recall effort going on to have the entire city government removed, and they're pushing to have this done. There's even been talk going and ask the governor to go and have the state of Ohio step in and run the city of Columbus.
That ain't going to happen. Hey, Al, I'm going to go. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jack in Worthington. Hey, Jack, you're up next on Bob Rady Live.
I got a phone call.
Go ahead, Jack. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Jack.
I agree with Al took some of my staying out. I agree with him. You know, enough is enough. We're either going to have communism in this country, or we're going to have President Trump is going to have some backbone and call in the United States Marines with fixed bayonets and say, we've had enough. You start burning buildings, or if you shoot at us, we got bigger guns than you do. And we will use them.
Well, I don't desire that anybody be injured, Jack, and I don't think you do either. But the violence has got to be stopped. And as much as possible in non-lethal means, I hope, I pray that it can be accomplished in non-lethal means. But there is going to have to be an enormous show of force in Seattle and in Portland. If you were listening, I was listening to a press conference just a few minutes ago, about 30 minutes ago. And most of the participants were saying, you know, we just need to sit down and talk. The head of the police union, who is a black man, was much more blunt. And he said, enough is enough. We've had all that we can take. It is time for our elected officers to do what they need to do to take responsibility, because we're not going to take it anymore. And I'm praying for them. Thanks, Jack. I am praying for wisdom for the police officers and the authorities there in Seattle and Portland. If it doesn't, many people have already been injured, including and especially police. It's going to get worse. It is going to get worse unless it is stopped. Now, again, I hope it can be non-lethal. Jamie in Lynchburg, hang tight. I'll come to you when we return after this brief intermission.